You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities, of course. Now, a very, very important feature for today's markets is around the UK budget. So we'll be watching the pound and the FTSE very, very carefully today. We'll actually be broadcasting a little bit earlier this afternoon because the autumn statement from Rachel Reeves begins at 12:30. So we'll be broadcasting a little bit earlier than normal. So if you want to join us for that, you're very, very welcome. Outside of that, we've got important news from the US in terms of who the potential next Fed chairman is likely to be. And we get the Kevin Hassett, who's currently director of the National Economic Council. And he is sort of a Trump loyalist, you could say. He's probably what the markets were broadly expecting. And we now have that name floating around in terms of replacing Jay Powell. So an interesting one. At least he's a fully fledged economist. And Kevin Hassett is next in line. So the markets are reacting in a positive manner to that, actually. And there's no reason why it wouldn't. So let's get straight into it then. And we'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Right, so please see our risk warning currently up on screen there. Now, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. So today our focus is going to be largely on the UK, British pound, and the FTSE, see if there's an opportunity there as the day unfolds. And we're currently positioned already in the pound in favor of a little bit of short-term upside. We've got quite a good technical sort of backdrop to the trade. And with significant upside potential, it does really depend on how the markets respond to Labour's efforts to try and balance the books in a positive or a productive manner, rather than a tax-driven austerity sort of growth impinging approach. So the markets are carefully sort of working out what the balance is for the UK economy. So we'll get some more information on that. Of course, once you determine what markets to trade, where do you then enter and exit? Risk management along with trade management and trade psychology. All very, very important features of trading markets, of course, and we address these considerations every day in our practical live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. Right, so let's start then. We'll look at this news event. So the name Kevin Hassett was floating around as next Fed chair over the course of sort of yesterday afternoon and evening. And the markets have reacted in a mildly positive manner. You could say just reinforces further upside moves there. We had a mildly weaker series of news releases yesterday at 1:30. So core PPI coming in slightly below what the expected number was. This is for the month of September, by the way, but it is higher than the month of August. So this is backward-looking data. And also retail sales came in below expectations and considerably below the previous month's number as well. And everything else, core retail sales and headline PPI coming in line with expectations. So just mildly weaker. There's also mild weakness in consumer confidence. If we look at the numbers now, we don't have a nice chart to show you, but 88.7, we're just in weakness territory. So we're slightly above April, which was the tariff dynamic early April. So this number, not overly surprising to be so low, and we're pretty close to that. Let's see if there's a lower number than 88. Okay, not for a while, clearly. So going all the way back to COVID, December of 2020, that's the level of confidence we have in this market in comparison to the last time we were at these levels. Now, it did previously get a bit lower. This is all COVID-related numbers. So this is a genuine lack of confidence or a decreasing in confidence for the consumer in the US. Now, at the moment, they're still going out and paying those higher prices. I suppose the bigger question is, how long will consumers in the US continue to do that? And we're all kind of watching that those types of numbers very carefully. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. So that takes us into overnight. We did get a 25 basis point rate cut from the RBNZ. If we look down here, you can see that we are now, and it's not just the RBNZ, but there's quite a few other banks, central banks as well, which have inflation, which have their official cash rate pretty much close or below the current rate of inflation. Now, there's every expectation over the course of the next 12 months from these central banks that this inflation narrative is going to disinflate quite significantly, which means we might be able to thread that needle. However, it is a risky and difficult position to take, because we just don't know how things are going to progress over the next 12 months. And this is the most significant news event for the UK, which is the autumn forecast statement. So we get that trade-off between income and expenditure for the UK economy, and we'll see the markets react accordingly, no doubt. ECB financial stability review as well at 9 a.m. So we'll see if that impacts these markets, and we'll keep an eye out for that. We're actually in the euro dollar and the pound dollar at the moment. And then we've got these unemployment claims, which are pretty flat, really, pretty strong. We've not seen an increase in unemployment numbers and unemployment claims. So, that does certainly bode well. We've got crude oil inventories as well today. We've got Christine Lagarde, we've got the Beige Book, we've got Hawkesby, the RBNZ, more economic data for the New Zealand economy. And it's just important to just note, tomorrow it's of course it's Thanksgiving in the US, so complete shutdown. So Thursdays and Fridays can prove to be pretty bland for financial markets. However, we're getting a bit of a positive rally in the indices. We're kind of still continuing that little upward momentum. So a strong bounce back from yesterday, from last week's weakness. But do be mindful, tomorrow is a bank holiday in the US. So that brings us on to these charts. So there's your upward rally. There is your complete and utter reversal of the mass selling we saw last Thursday. The big pivot where this market rallied very aggressively and then rolled over even more aggressively to the downside. And since Friday, last Friday, we had that pivot, we turned around. It was a trade we called. It's not a trade we got into. Same with the NASDAQ, exact same dynamic. We've yet to completely reverse, but again, it's another one of those buy the dip type trading opportunities. And the entry that we missed was sort of way back here at the 6,600 level. We're now up at 6,800. So in actual fact, it was a really great trade. And we're continuing to get further momentum lower in US oil as well. And our bias for gold is very much to the upside. And the two trades that we're in, we were performing quite well not so long ago. We're in the process of just pulling back, but our bias is still very much to the upside. And with the EU stability review document, along with the autumn statement for the UK, our bias is still very much to the upside for these markets. And we're going to manage these trades prior to those events. And let's see how we get on. You can see with the pound dollar, for example, we kind of rallied up to that 132, 1,3200, really. Now, our expectation is that there is still more upside, and let's see if we get that move again today. But positivity for equity markets and indices up, dollar down. That's the play. We're more in the dollar down than the indices up. We should be in at least one of the indices. It was a trade we were watching carefully. We've still got some recent downward momentum as far as bond yields are concerned. And to just compare and contrast the UK, so the two-year Treasury note is not quite breaking new lows, but actually not too far off those levels. We're at the lower end. To just compare and contrast the US, let's bring that over just on screen. So we've got 3.47 and we've got very similar. We're at the lower end of a bit of a range, but really we've been moving sideways now for a couple of months. And we're just at the lower end of that. So, but there's a differential between the 2 year and the US and the UK. And we've also got elevated inflation as well for the UK economy. So the dynamics behind this autumn statement is really important, not just from a debt perspective, but from a growth perspective. And what impact as well will it have on inflation? So there's a lot to sort of come to terms with. There's a nice positive reaction to Kevin Hassett. So, you know, the concern was Trump was going to get someone left field, just a yes man like Stephen Miron, and put him in to just force the other committee members to actually swallow mass rate cuts. And I suppose Kevin Hassett is probably a little bit more of a conservative pick, if you could call it that. Now, let's see what he does when he gets in. How is he going to sort of manage the economy through monetary policy? And we've got descending levels at slightly higher prices. So I know there's a few of you guys that were able to get into this trade, which is exactly what it's all about. And there's a little bit more upside, but you just want to just be mindful of resistance at slightly higher levels. Now, our bias by year end is that we're very likely to be above these all-time highs. So we've just got a sort of a window of opportunity over the next 4 weeks. And of course, we were at 6,500 just on Friday. So Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're up, you know, nearly 300 points, and we're only 120 points away from all-time highs. So if you sort of pass that out, we're probably a day and a half from all-time highs at these current levels. So Yeah, and but just be mindful of resistance at slightly higher levels. Our bias is still to the downside for US oil. There's some sort of easing as a result of tensions between the US and Russia and the conflict in Ukraine. It seems to be having a downward momentum on prices, even though we some of the headlines yesterday were that Russia were actually beginning to attack Ukraine once more. So we'll get an update on that today. But, you know, the important features for these markets, we'll just have a look at the FTSE. So we're trying to bounce like the US, but there's a bit of caution there for obvious reasons. We've pulled back off the highs. That's all this represents, a pullback off the highs. And let's see where we go from here. And we'll probably like to see if the pound rallies, we'd probably see a little bit of short-term weakness for markets like the FTSE. And if the the pound weakens quite considerably, then we'll probably see a further rally in the UK. The yen is quite an interesting one. It's not particularly easy to trade, but the bias is for certainly further upside in the euro yen, the pound yen, and the dollar yen. And there is opportunities to take that trade. The one thing you just need to be concerned about around the yen is the potential for the BOJ to intervene. And that's what's making this market a little bit of a difficult one. And there is now a sell trade. We were talking yesterday about selling this below the 80-60 level. We're still there now. So we did make a break below that level in the early hours of this morning. And now we're pulling back. So there's an opportunity to sell the dollar Swiss as well. So we could begin to look for this upward dollar strength trade to begin to unwind. And we're seeing it unwind against the euro, the pound, now the dollar Swiss. And the question is, will we start seeing it against those commodity currencies? So the CAD is beginning to strengthen. Big move for the Aussie and the New Zealand off those lows. And that brings us full circle. The rejection of the $100, we're now below that level and expecting the dollar to weaken slightly from these numbers. And let's see if we get that or not. So so it brings us back full circle to our trade plan. And we'll wrap it up there momentarily, guys. So mixed potential risk on market conditions due to fears and anxieties around liquidity beginning to ease, the positive AI story, and the Fed rate cut December 10th. Right, so the one thing we can add into this dynamic is due to liquidity fears easing, a positive AI story for now. We've got to keep an eye on sort of the dynamics between Google and Nvidia now. Google are bringing out a comparative GPU to Nvidia, so likely to compete a lot more aggressively for Nvidia customers, which would have an impact on Nvidia. So yesterday we started to see some weakness in Nvidia and a bit of a strong rally in markets like Google. We want to see if that widening exists, so we'll do some Mag7 analysis today as well, just to see where we're at. A positive AI story. An expected rate, Fed rate cut, the 10th of December. Yeah, no, we'll. I won't put Trump friendly Kevin Hassett floated as next Fed chair. Might be a little bit too unkind, perhaps. So let's run with this. So we still have this mixed backdrop. Further potential risk on market conditions due to liquidity fears beginning to ease a little bit. A positive AI story, an expected Fed rate cut on the 10th of December, along with Kevin Hassett, floated as next Fed chair. So that's our backdrop. Keep all options open. Probably yen weakness as well. Don't really like trading that one because the BOJ could just slam the door on that trade very quickly. In fact, we'd prefer to look for when the BOJ decide to intervene in those markets. Gold are biases to the upside. And oil are biases to the downside, and we're sort of making progress in those trades, but we might just stick to So we can still look for that US dollar weakness trade through the pound and also the economic statement for the Eurozone. We're certainly leaning towards the euro dollar to the upside, the pound dollar to the upside, looking to add markets like the dollar Swiss, which is still there for us. So look, keep those options open. We've got probably more than enough we just want to put a little word in there. Okay, so look, let's wrap this up. We'll put pound strength in there as well. We'll post this into the chat box. On that note, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. If there's any questions, feel free to contact us, give us a shout. But we're looking to broadly keep options open, indices to the upside, dollar to the downside, along with pound strength as well as a result of this UK autumn statement. On that note, guys, the narratives behind these markets are a little bit unclear. On that note, we'll speak to you soon. Thanks, everyone. Take care and bye for now.